We're going to start our humble program by inviting for the recitation of the Holy Quran, Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وإن نكثوا أيمانهم من بعد عهدهم وثعنوا في دينكم فقاتلوا أئمة الكفر إنهم لا أيمان لهم لعلهم ينتهون.
The verses that I wanted to start with tonight are from Surah Tawbah, and we're reading Surah Tawbah, verse number 12. I thought it would be appropriate to actually address these verses. So this first verse, the 12th verse of Surah Tawbah, says, "And if they break their oaths after their treaty and defame your religion, if they attack your religion, then combat the leaders of kufr, a'immat al-kufr, fight against them. For indeed, there are no oaths sacred to them. Therefore, fight them so that they may cease." So, it's increasingly appropriate to focus and think and contemplate over verses like these, especially after events that have unfolded recently. Allah, in this circumstance where we see somebody has broken their oath and they've gone against the religion of Islam, it doesn't just say fight those kuffar, it says fight the leaders of those kuffar. The next verse says, "Would you not fight against a people who broke their oaths and determined to expel the messenger, and they had begun the attack on you the first time?" So there's two things that the Quran is telling us here. It's saying, why are you not fighting those who they expelled your messenger? They fought against your messenger. They insulted your messenger. They attacked your messenger. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, they're the ones who started it. They started the attack upon you. And then the Quran raises a very interesting question. It says, do you fear them? Why are you afraid of them? And then it says, but Allah has more right that you should fear Him if you are truly believers. So now that we have that meaning in our minds, let's read the Arabic.
أَلَا تُقَاتِلُونَ قَوْمًا نَكَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ وَهَمُّوا بِإِخْرَاجِ الرَّسُولِ وَهُمْ بَدَأُوكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ أَتَخْشَوْنَهُمْ فَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَوْهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
The third verse is the final verse that we're going to be reciting, and it says, fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and will disgrace them and give you victory over them and satisfy the desires of the believing people. Oftentimes when it comes to certain incidences, especially certain incidences that have unfolded recently, people will play the akhlaq card and they'll say that, look, they've done bad things, but Allah will deal with it. Allah will judge them. Allah will disgrace them in the hereafter. It's not our job. But here in the Quran, Allah is telling us, you should fight them and Allah will disgrace them, will punish them through your hands. Our aim in life should be to become the agents of Allah. Allah should punish the enemies of Islam through us, and that should be a great honor for us.
قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْرِزِيهِمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.